Flash flooding compounds misery in Niger. 20,000 people find hope in China, and bikes form the backbone of ministry in Southeast Asia. There's more about these and other stories on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Happy Year's rain total came over the weekend, and now Niger is dealing with flash flooding in the capital city, Niamey. 75,000 people have been displaced. Cure Niger's hospital is on the north side of the river, and so it's okay. However, Cure's Andy Group says
a couple of our staff are displaced from their homes. I'm sure it's unclear at this point what level or condition their homes will be in when they're able to return.
SIM runs a missionary boarding school that's been flooded. Several of Cure's staff members are housing evacuated students. Niger simply can't cope. They're already dealing with a food crisis, Mali's refugees, and cholera.
Pray for the provision of these resources and finances and in time and in spiritual strength and comfort as our team there seeks to minister in the name of Christ.
The disasters will likely be disruptive to Cure's mobile clinics and patient follow-up. Cure isn't an aid group, but they are looking into possibilities of what they can do. We'll share more about this ministry at our website. Next, as violence escalates in Mali, thousands escape to Burkina Faso. Michael Jeter with Christian World Outreach says
they're having to decide really what is more important, this one day of cultivating their farm or actually going and getting medicine.
Jeter and his team operate a mobile medical clinic, working alongside churches to take care of those who are suffering the most. He says working on a smaller scale allows team members to share the gospel in a more personal way.
It really allows us to be almost more one-on-one. Our evangelism team can even pray with everybody that we're treating.
Just $2 or $3 can help the clinic operate more than once a month. Make a donation. Follow the link at missionnetworknews.org. This is Mission Network News. A recent report issued by the U.S. State Department indicates that China is among the nations slipping backward when it comes to religious freedom. Well, if it is, it's not causing any issues for Voice of China in Asia. President of VOCA, Jonathan Brooks, says their teams handed out 24,000 Bibles openly.
There's no distribution system in place that takes Bibles out to rural believers. For them to get a Bible, they have to find what city might have them and go look for a registered church, if they've ever been to a major city like that. Most of them haven't, so Bibles are beyond their reach.
Bibles are available, but not in rural areas, and most Chinese can't afford them. Brooks says this program is pretty effective.
We've been told that up to 5 people will use every Bible that we pass out, whether it be family members or neighbors. Out of those 5 people, up to 3 people are led to the Lord through the presence of that one Bible.
Buy Bibles for Chinese believers through a link at missionnetworknews.org. Next, a $100 bike means different things to different people. In some places, it's a plaything. In others, it's a lifeline to hope. Gospel workers in Southeast Asia can spend days walking from village to village, but Christian Aid Mission is providing them bikes, which increases safety, allowing them to carry more Bibles and increases the number of places where they can share the gospel. From there, community transformation begins. MissionNetworkNews.org has some links to get you connected. And Farms International is helping believers generate income while sharing the gospel with their neighbors. Students in northern Thailand spend 4 years learning how to teach others about Jesus and then return to their villages as pastors and teachers. Through microloans and revenue-generating projects, Farms teaches graduates how to support themselves financially. Pray for courage for these students as they go out and reach more of the Lehu people for Christ. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want to get more involved in Mission Network News? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter. We have links to both of those at missionnetworknews.org, where you can also sign up for our free daily e-news blasts in English and Spanish. While supplies last, with your financial support, we'll send you the book Great for God by Dr. David Shibley, 23 stories of key missions leaders. Get this and much more at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.